She was born Eunice Kathleen Wayman, a.k.a. Nina Simone. The sixth child of a preacher's family in North Carolina, aspired to be a concert pianist, but her path with jazz and pop music changed her direction. She was born February 1933 and passed away April of 2003. At the age of 70, she was still relatively young, and she left a legacy of music behind that's unparalleled. She was a raw, powerful vocalist and pianist. Her very first recording was a major hit. Here it is. We'll just share it with you. It's from 1958. Nina recorded for Bethlehem Records. When Bethlehem's manager first heard her, he knew he had to record her. And this particular recording off of her first album called Little Girl Blue, this particular recording, I Loves You Porgy, became a hit then and still sounds wonderful.
Yes, I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man.
Nina Simone, I Loves You Porgy. After that, Nina Simone could sing anything she wanted to and play any way she wanted to. And she performed with many great artists of her era, but she preferred to play alone and perform alone, maybe with a trio or quartet. She also had recordings that were considered quite humorous, but yet musically very deep and profound because of her way of performing it. An example of that would be this one, which is still going strong in Europe, My Baby Just Cares For Me, Nina Simone.
My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for high-toned places. Liz Taylor is not his style. And even Lana Turner smiles. Something he can't see. My baby don't care. Who knows it? My baby just cares for me.
We mentioned that she did things of a humorous nature, and My Baby Just Cares For Me is not quite as humorous as this one, that was first done and made popular by a very profound musician and singer himself. His name was Screamin' Jay Hawkins. He had the voice of an opera singer, but he preferred to fool around and play clown. This was one of his hit tunes, and Nina Simone took it over for a minute.
I put a spell on you.
And it's funny, but yet serious. It's funny because when Screamin' Jay Hawkins sang it, you could laugh. When Nina Simone sings it, you listen to it and say, yeah. Because she sounds so serious when she says, I put a spell on you.
You better stop the things you do. Running around, you know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you.
just a fine example of what she could do musically. And with a piece of material that some people might consider trite, Nina could turn it into a gem. Let's get back down to Nina Simone's heavy work when it comes to jazz. There were many jazz recordings by many artists during the era when she came along, and one was by a man named Julian Cannonball Adderley. His brother, Nathaniel Adderley, wrote a tune, a jazz tune that became very popular. It became a jazz standard, as a matter of fact, and Nina Simone worked with it. Here she is to do that tune, Work Song.
I'm working, but I still got so terribly far to go. I committed crime, Lord, I need crime of being hungry and poor. I left the grocery store man breathing when he caught me robbing his store. Holding steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, I'm working, but I still got so terribly far to go.
Work Song was just one aspect of Nina's activism as far as recording is concerned. This particular recording didn't become a major exponent of her activism, but it expresses her feeling completely. When Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, Nina Simone was touched by that very deeply, and this was a representation of her feelings about that assassination when she sang about why the King of Love is dead.
Once upon this planet Earth lived a man of humble birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow men. He was dreaming of the day peace would come to earth to stay, and he spread this message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead. Love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, death, he did not dread. With his Bible at his side, from his foes he did not hide. It's hard to think this great man is dead. Oh yeah.
She recorded over 40 albums, mostly between 1958 and 1974. She recorded jazz, blues, R&B, folk, gospel, and then some. Nina Simone covered it all because she was a talent to be recognized. Her talent was one that was instinctive with her. She wanted to be a classical pianist, and she was influenced by Johann Sebastian Bach, but she listened to Mozart, Mendelssohn, all the classical musicians. She also listened to Duke Ellington, Dinah Washington, Sarah Vaughan. She even listened to the Bee Gees. She loved it all, and she gave her intuitive grasp on the audience by performing as though she was performing in a church. One of the tunes that Nina Simone sang with pure emotion was one that Billie Holiday sang back in the 1930s, and this particular song was banned from radio, but it still hung in there and became very popular, especially in the underground. Strange Fruit. This is a song that talks about lynching and all the other negative things that came out of Jim Crow.
Southern trees barren strange fruit, blood on the leaves, and blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze.
apple trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South.
Nina was a very profound classical musician, but she also played a lot of jazz piano. And she improvised and composed on the spot, as a true artist of her nature could always do. This is an instrumental by Nina, and it's awesome. At the close of this particular tune, you can hear Nina yelling at the musicians that it was over at this time, but she's yelling with such enthusiasm. It's a blues called Under the Lois. Nina Simone.